Isaiah, chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no silver, come, buy, and eat, yes, come, buy wine and milk without silver and without price. Why do you spend silver for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come to me, hear, and your soul will live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Look, I have given him for a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander to the peoples. Look, you will call a nation that you don't know, and a nation that didn't know you will run to you, because of Yahweh your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek Yahweh while he may be found, call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to Yahweh, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and does not return there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So will my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you will go out with joy, and be led forth with peace, the mountains and the hills will break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn will come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar will come up the myrtle tree, and it will be to Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that will not be cut off.